All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's The Usual Suspects. All present accounted for, so hopefully you guys are too. Whatever you're doing around your busy work day on the Tuesday in the big city. Fellas, what's going on?
What up, playa? What is going on?
All good, man. All good. Y'all have anything happen last night or otherwise that we should kick around before we get into this?
No, but I'll tell you what. I had to spend more money on this cat today. It's a process.
Is he doing okay, though?
Well, so now they think that he... Okay, so we talked about the fact that he's got arthritis, a cancer... Or I don't know what kind of cancer, I guess.
It's official?
Intestinal cancer.
That's okay. True.
They haven't given us the results of that yet, but okay. they're pretty sure. He's deaf. He's kidney failure. I'm like, bro, like there's a lot going on. And now we're back to having to put fluids on him, like giving him an IV every 2 days. Antibiotics. They think he's got an inner ear infection. I'm just like, dude, if he was a car, I would be like, we got to trade this cat in before we're not able to get anywhere with him. Like, he's really breaking down.
That sucks.
Yeah. Well, what sucks is, I mean, it sucks because, you know, he's obviously part of the family, but it's starting to rack up the racks.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Getting expensive.
Putting them down. I don't know. I've never...
And now,
I can only imagine how much that costs. I guess
that's like a couple $100 to have an animal put to sleep at the place we go, and you know, the cremation and the box and the footprint and all that. But I'm just like, now we're like giving IVs every 2 days, and then we have to give him painkiller by mouth, an antibiotic by mouth,
which he's not going to take,
CBD oil by mouth, and I'm like, this has to be preparation for what it's going to be like to take care of my mom and dad when they get old. The same thing.
I'm telling you, you know, and I've been through all that, and you just it's kind of like parallel universes. The biggest thing is you want to make sure they're not in pain, because if they're not in pain, then they always have that chance,
right,
that they can pull out of it. You know, stranger things have happened. So I've been there with my mom going through that, and she was in a home and all that stuff, just because we had, because of the fact that she went from the most independent woman on the planet, and all it takes is like one fall.
Right.
And
right.
Like, especially like I had happened to my grandma and my mom, and they both broke their hip. And from that point on, it was the most rapid decline.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that a cat doesn't necessarily.
No, but
break
I'm saying now
hip.
I did it with a dog too, because you hear all the, like I said, when we were talking about Bubba, when I was sitting there talking, and Lisa and I were talking to the cancer doctor and everything like that, they set you up, whether they're trying to do it intentionally or not, that, hey, if you go through with chemotherapy, you can get 2 more good years out of him, and it's going to make him feel like new, and he's not going to have any pain. And you're like, well, this is what I got to do then, because we love him, and he's a part of our family, and you know, we would love every minute of the next 2 years. And then 3 months later, I'm putting him down going, that might have been more anguish than any kind of good anybody got out of this.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like, though, this is kind of training, like, for taking care of old people. Because he is old, and I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully my mom doesn't have all the issues, or my dad doesn't have all the issues that this cat has, because it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Came home, he just pooped in the middle of the bathroom because he didn't care anymore. I'm like, well, we're back to that again. He's hanging in there, though. He's not the spry spring chicken that he once was, but he's still alive, and I don't think he's in pain. So that's about all you can ask for, right?
Yeah, and don't think that just because you have a cat with issues that's what causes an accident in the middle of the bathroom floor.
Just because he hates
that
me.
Can happen. It can happen just because.
Yeah.
Because, like, I woke up in the middle of the night to let our dogs out, which annoyed the hell out of me that they...
You stepped in poop.
No, but I could smell it.
Oh, see.
And Lisa's still sleeping. And I'm like, nope, I'm getting to be like her. I got that radar nose. I'm like, it's somewhere. I go in our laundry room. And no doubt, there is a puddle and there is a mountain. And I'm like half asleep going, I really wanted to go back to bed.
Have
now
you
I'm
ever stepped
this.
In it?
No.
The worst is stepping in cat vomit.
I don't know. Stepping in any kind of dog crap is pretty bad.
Yeah.
So I cleaned it up, right? So I'm like, let Lisa keep sleeping. She's got to get up soon. I got this. Clean it all up, you know, disinfect it, do the whole works. I don't know how Nora is, but Lisa always believes that the only person that can truly clean something out the way it's supposed to be cleaned up is her. So, like, I'm sneaking back to bed. I'm like, this is great. She never got up. Everything's good. I got it all cleaned up. I am 1 foot in the bed. And she's like, babe, where were you? And I was like, just taking care of stuff, business. She's like, did you go to the bathroom? And I go, no. I was like, I just had to take care of a few things while I was up. And she's like, well, I was going to go find you. Something's up. What were you doing? And I was like, okay, found that one of the dogs, and I know who did it, but I was like, one of the dogs left me a present in the laundry room. She's like, did you clean it up? And I'm like, yeah, I did. Would you just go back to sleep until you have to get up and then worry about it? She goes, you know I can't do that. I mean, I got to make sure that you first wash it down with warm water, then you've got to use soap, then you've got to use disinfectant. Then I go, you know what, Lisa? Get up early. You do it then. Because I tried to keep her out of it.
Wow.
She's got this whole routine. If any dog leaves and goes to the bathroom Why? Ever in the house to get the utmost like germs out, clean, smell out, everything, there is like this step-by-step. It's hot water or it's warm water. Then it's a disinfectant.
On what?
Whatever, carpet? Tile, is, hardwood. Oh. We have carpet cleaner and stuff like that for the carpet.
Yeah.
But yeah,
on and tile, she does that?
Oh, my God.
Because we have tile, and we basically just go in and obviously pick it up or whatever, and then we spray it with some Resolve and then wipe that down. And
now,
then
what
we'll take like a
carpets?
Clorox wipe and wipe that down. This is, we have carpets in our like our guest bedrooms, but we keep those doors closed. So no animal goes in there. So it's either going to happen on wood floor or tile. We don't go through all that.
My buddy Juan, who owns Aquatech, the carpet cleaning place, whenever he comes over, he's like, best thing you can do if these dogs do anything on the carpet is just warm water and no kind of, because whatever you're going to use to clean it or like the Resolve or whatever, it's going to leave a filmy residue. And then when they go over it with the super hot and the steam, whatever, it just kind of sets the carpet into a different color. Huh. And then it like permanently stains. So yeah, we learned that lesson the hard way, but... I mean, she's got this routine where, okay, if it's pee, because normally it's just like pee somewhere, right?
Right.
It's like you have to start with water and a paper towel. Then you have to use the disinfectant. Then you have to use the 409 that's scented so that you get the smell out and double clean it. And then if that's not good enough, then you have to consider another kind of cleaner. I was like, no, I'm not going all through all that. As long as it's
that.
Up and it's not, there's no residue, I'm done.
I'm with you. I'm not doing all that.
And not at 1:30 in the morning.
I'm too busy out taking care of the yard. You do the inside stuff. I'm going to do the outside stuff. That's how I look at it.
I should do that because I got someone to do my yard.
So yeah, that's
fine with all that.
Y'all don't like, do y'all, I always find it interesting how couples handle stuff. Like, do y'all share a bank account?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything, like, everything is in one account. So all of our accounts are enjoyed.
Do you have like your own spending money? Does she have her own spending money? Or is if you want something,
you
go buy
it? Go get it.
Okay, so do y'all fight over money a lot?
No.
That's good.
Yeah, no.
That's how Nora and I are. We don't fight over money. We have one account. We've always had one account. It's never been... But, like, me and my ex would fight over money all the time where we had to have two accounts and all that, and it just became a pain in the ass because...
Yeah, I wouldn't... Then why are you married? Why are you married?
Well, most couples fight over money. That's the big thing. And so they have to separate. Like, you know, you'll see, like, all right, you make... 60% of the money, so you pay 60% of the bills. I make 40%, I pay 40%, stuff like that. It got real weird with us, but yeah, the wife and I are just like, whatever. Yeah. Which is, I don't know that a lot of couples do that or not. But same thing, like we divide, like, you know, I try to help out around the house, but she knows my stuff is on the outside. And then, you know, hers is on the inside. So I told her, get a maid. If you don't want to do all the work, you know, if you don't want to clean everything and just get a maid, I don't care.
That's my thing with, she wants to do the inside cleaning anyway. And I'm like, look, I would help you out more in the house, but the bottom line is I wouldn't do it right anyway.
Yeah.
So it's best if you just do it your way. And the compromise, which is easy for me, is on weekends, if she wants to like really vacuum and like mop the floors or whatever, she'll like, can you take, absolutely, I'll take Taylor and we'll go, you know, either to the park or we'll to the mall, whatever we'll do.
What do y'all fight over the most?
Oh, man. I mean, no, seriously, we don't fight hardly at all. But if we fight at all, it's probably around her work stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I know that I get frustrated about trying to decide what's for dinner. That pisses me off, man. I just make a decision.
That's women all do I not make this. I've learned
that's
that.
All I care about is just make a decision. But I don't get like, we don't fight over it. But it does like get me like, I'm just like, I don't care. Whatever you want to eat, I will eat. I will literally almost eat anything. You just bring it home. You know what I like from all the different restaurants. 90% of our texts is me telling her what to get from whatever fast food place she's at, or her telling me what to get. Like, we don't spend a lot of other texts to each other. It's mostly, what do you want to eat? This is my order, and vice versa. It's almost like if we didn't have a phone, we wouldn't be able to eat.
I mean, our whole deal is that Saturday night's cheat meal. Babe, what do you want? Lisa, you pick it because you're pregnant. You get what you want. I'll make it work. No, but seriously. And then she gets to the point where she's literally going to get mad going, you have to help me. I go, how can you not pick what you want to eat? You have to know there's something that you're hungry for.
Just make a decision. Yeah. That's all I care about. Just make a decision.
It's like That's here, it. Nick. I mean, at a certain point, you get tired of making all the decisions.
Yeah, what are we doing for Way Back Wednesday?
Yeah. Oh, man. I was actually thinking about that before the show, but I could not think of anything clever.
No?
Or, relative.
So weird.
But
so
I'll think of
you.
Something. Or I'll ask suspects to help me out.
2002.
Well, we're doing the songs about appreciation next week.
That's next week because the listener appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I feel like that's
a good idea.
Yeah.
Finally.
Well, wait.
So we... We'll have something for this week. We'll
All right, look at the clock. We got to stay on our time schedule. So basically, if you want to reach the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can reach us on Twitter where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at The Producer Nick. Before you head off to the bathroom and take a break at the right time, let me tell you about the fact that there is a roofing company in Houston, Texas that is the best in the business. And if you're having any issues with your roof or you're just thinking about putting a new roof on your house, it's the only place you should call. It's Fitz Roofing, F-I-T-Z Roofing. .com. That's fitzroofing.com. Give them a call, 832-521-3001. Why? Because they do free, no obligation inspections. They come to your place, they look at your roof, they tell you what you need, and they go away. If you need them to come back and you want them to do the work, you get back in touch with them. They do fantastic work, and throughout the process, they communicate with you. They do such good work. They have an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on both Facebook and Home Advisor. They're the only roofing company you should call. They use CertainTeed shingles. They're the best in the business. And they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. To put it into perspective, only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States have the criteria to get that status. They got it. You need it. You go to Fitz. Their base warranties longer and better than your average roofer. Just give them a call. I'm telling you. 832-521-3001 or fitzroofing.com. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. I see you there. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Just getting started on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride, wherever you may be in the big city. Special shout out to Tracy, because she is listening to old folks radio, so you resemble that remark, and it takes one to know one. And Nick, I love the fact that she kind of said that She said, I love you listening to The Usual Suspects. They've turned into the best old people show on radio, from lawn and garden care to pets and how to clean up after their messes to relationship advice. They have you covered. And Nick said, I feel like this is directed at Joel and Barry, bailing for the hills as quickly as possible.
Yeah,
that wasn't, that was, she was just, that was a friendly tag by Tracy. That was definitely directed towards you and Barry.
No, because we have the two different ways to do things. The right way, which is what Barry and I suggest, and then the completely oblivious to reality way that you handle things, which is what brings the levity to the show, so we have balance.
For example, Francisco Abarca tweeted and said, hey, I need a good weed killer. I'm in Lowe's right now. What should I get?
Nick. If you just get Nick around your lawn for about a month, he'll kill weeds, he'll kill your grass, mood, shrubs, your trees. He can kill it all.
I really could.
Yeah.
Yeah, just let Nick just take care of it.
Just don't give it water for like a month.
And what weeds he doesn't kill, he'll whack.
I'll let you have that one, sir.
Well, I think you got it.
I'm not playing.
No one asked you to. I just said it. I'll live with the results. I'm fine. Steve Brown said way back Wednesday should be songs that mention Arizona or bands from Arizona in honor of Grinky starting today. If Grinky was starting tomorrow, it'd be perfect.
Not terrible.
Do you think he's going to have a good start or a bad start? Because like I said yesterday, I think it would be super ironic and hilarious and a little awesome if the two arms they get from Toronto are involved in a no-hitter and the big acquisition they get from the Diamondbacks goes out and totally poops the bed. I think that would be pretty funny. I'm not wishing that, you know, that happens long term. I'm still go Astros and win a World Series, but God, that would be funny just for the first time. And watch the panic and the widespread dismay on Astros Twitter just go crazy.
Well, and the other thing is you're going to get the fan bases of New York and LA to be all over like salt in the wound. They're going to jump all over it because they've been like from – I've seen a lot of – Astros Twitter have to go out and force against people in LA and New York, just ripping, you know, from the Astros cheating. And then they add another guy to, you know, the cheating mess and people are killing them. And they're all just bitter and jealous because the Astros made a move and their teams didn't. But it's just weird to me. Like, you're right. I mean, Grinky's the centerpiece.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I don't want to see him fail. But the thing that you worry about is he's coming to the American League. So you know what? When he faces teams in the division or anybody in the AL, they're going to be like, well, unless there's an interleague game, you really haven't had a chance to really see him.
Not a lot.
But the one guy you're facing happens, I mean, the one team you're facing to open up your with your new team happens to be a team that knows you pretty damn well.
Right.
And has played Rockies. You a whole lot in the Rockies. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes because he's the one that'll have more adjustments than they will. He's got a new catcher, a new ballpark, new teammates. You know, even though he does his routine, it's going to be in a different environment. Whereas the Rockies are just like, oh, it's another road game against Grinky. No big deal.
Yeah, I would be interested to see what his splits are. What is his American League versus National League splits? That would be kind of interesting to see how he did in interleague play versus, you know.
You're the numbers guy. I leave that to you.
Right.
But, at the same time.
Figured you would.
Yeah, aside from him being a good hitter, self-proclaimed and otherwise. When he does hit in the, you know, in the National League, going to the American League, I think the best thing, obviously he's got great stuff and his numbers are great, but I think the other thing is there's not a whole lot of familiarity with him because if you want to go all the way back to guys that maybe have faced him when he was in Kansas City, but other than that, you know, Milwaukee National League team, Arizona National League team, you know, he's done the Dodgers, right? National League team.
Right.
So he's been a National League guy, so the frequency that you know American League teams are going to see him, minimal. That helps going down the stretch.
27-17 in interleague play.
Okay.
3.57 ERA.
Still not bad.
No, could be worse.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens tonight. But I mean, get the other thing is too. To your point, good thing you're not the Astros jumping on the bandwagon from square one. I mean, right off the jump. Did you see tonight they're giving away Zach Greinke Astros t-shirts to the first however 1,000 fans? So it's like, oh, don't wait a while to let the guy get settled in or anything. Just right off the jump.
Greinke's corner. It's like, wait a minute. That was Keuchel's corner. That doesn't even rhyme now.
Right.
Doesn't even make sense. It's like, doesn't matter. Got to have a reason to give out t-shirts. By the way, on Baseball Reference, you can go to Zach Greinke's page and you can see that he's a member of the Houston Astros. And I don't know why does he have a mullet now?
Not really.
the picture that they have on his page is him in an Astros uniform with a mullet.
Oh, he does. It's pretty backloaded.
And his Diamondbacks picture doesn't have a mullet. Now, his neck grew about 4 inches from his Kansas City days. I don't know what happened there. This is weird, though. This is like three different people.
Yeah,
and you can see
he was
all
in the dugout
three.
The other night when he was talking to Cole and Verlander and all
no
those guys.
No mullet, right?
No mullet.
I don't think he grew out a mullet in 1 week, so this is kind of weird. I don't know why they put that picture on Baseball Reference, but that's pretty odd.
I mean,
I do like it, though. It's a pretty sweet mullet.
I think offensively, when you're looking at what could happen tonight, obviously the Astros are on quite a roll, and it doesn't matter who they're putting in the lineup. They seem to AJ's pushing the right buttons, and they're obviously hitting the ball at a very high rate. I expect them to put up some runs. I think Greinke will pitch well. And I think from a Colorado perspective, you know, David Dahl is out of the lineup. Too bad for him because it's a homecoming for him, and he's had a hell of a season. And the Rockies have been going through some injuries. So I would expect that the Astros continue to keep pushing it forward, winning games. So, I mean, I'm not expecting, you know, a no-hitter or, a Verlander, but I expect Greinke to maybe give up 2 runs and go 6 or 7 innings.
I just think it would be funny. That's all. I'm not wishing it. I just, you know.
I'm putting this right along the same lines as your Yordan hate from the minute he came to the big leagues.
You're making that up. It would be pretty ironic, though, if he went out there and went an inning and a third and gave up 8 runs.
Well, that would screw me because I've already developed the logo and the t-shirts for Greinke. So if it gets up that Greinke's stinky and I can't, and I can't use the logo instead of, you know, what I was going to go with.
What were you going to go with?
I'm not going to tell you until he wins. I've got lots on the burner.
Hey, guys, if you're not using GetUpside, you should check it out. It's a completely free app that you can put on your phone. I love it. Nick uses it. AJ uses it. A lot of folks here at the station use it. You should be using it, especially if you want to get cash back for stuff that you buy, like gas and food. It's not going to work for everything. Like, you can't go out and go, you know, shopping for school supplies and get it. But if you're eating lunch, you can use the GetUpside app and get up to 35% cash back on your meals. And that's like you and the family. You want to take your friends out for, you know, lunch at work. You want to stop and grab some dinner on the way home, maybe some Popeye's chicken or La Madeline or Candelaria's pizza, or you know, all the over 100 restaurants around the city of Houston that are in the GetUpside app. Then you can absolutely do that and get up to 35% cash back. Same is true with gas. When you stop to fill up your car, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon. And if you'll use my promo code Barry, Barry, you'll get an extra bump on your first fill-up. Just a little, you know, a little seed money for you. And look, what's great is it's already your money, so why not keep it in your pocket? And you're already going and filling up your tank. You're already paying with a debit card. Really, the only extra step is get that receipt out of the machine. You take a picture of it and upload it. And within 24 hours, you get cash back based on the deal that you got into your account. And you can get cash out of there, or you can get gift cards to places like AMC Theaters or Amazon or Chili's or a bunch of other places as well. So you have that option. And I'm telling you, I've seen listeners with over $400 in their account already. So this stuff is legit. It works. It was on ABC 13. So it's not some fly-by-night thing that you're going to get suckered into. It's legit. I love it. You'll love it. Go download it right now. Put GetUpside on your phone. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Half hour in, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday, working on a Way Back Wednesday theme. Some decent suggestions already. So,
oh, really? Where?
I thought that the Arizona themed one with Greinke was good.
Oh, you but must I think, be in the text line.
No, I haven't even looked at the text line, smartass.
Okay. I'm just saying, you get all in there and you mess it up.
I'm not all in there and I haven't even opened it. So there, so suck that.
Saying,
because what I'm
saying
you're
gonna is, start using my stuff.
Yeah,
again.
I'm copying everything now because I didn't know you could copy those kind of things. But why wouldn't you throw Toronto in there too? Because they made a deal with and Chicago. You would do Toronto, Chicago, and Arizona, the cities of teams that you made trades with. Because you got Maldonado from the Cubs.
Yeah.
You got the really, you got Sanchez and Biagini from the Blue Jays.
I like that.
And then you got Greinke from Arizona.
So are we going to do the states or the cities?
It'd be a country, but in the case of Toronto.
I don't think you know how Canada works. It would be a province. Toronto, Ontario. So we would do Ontario.
Canada's a country.
So is America. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to do, we're just going to do America and Canada? Or are we going to do Arizona, Illinois, and Ontario? Someone just got a geography lesson.
Go sit and spin on the globe. How about that?
Why are people telling me to shoot my cat in the head to end it all?
On the text line?
Yeah, bro, a 22 slug is way cheaper. Now, I'm not. I should block you just for that. I'm not shooting my cat because he's old.
22 slug is way
cheaper. I've told y'all that was like the worst.
I should stop reading the text line right now.
Yeah, you should.
After that one? If that's the very first text.
You should not even open. You shouldn't even be mad that Joel's all up in that text line.
Oh, he's not.
I'm not. Yeah. I haven't even opened it. But here's the thing. You know how Lisa's obviously over the top animal, right? Sure. And she loved talking to Coach McHale. And then the one day Coach McHale was like, yep, growing up in Minnesota, you know, when the dog got old, my uncle would just say, I'm taking Old Yeller for a walk. And then he'd come back by himself. And if you ask too many questions, you found out too many details. But that's the way they do it up there. And I'm like, Coach, don't ever say that in front of Lisa because it's not going to go over well. It's just not.
She was not happy.
No. And then we had a manager at the Midtown Randalls that we used to talk to every time we were in there. And Lisa was going to help her get a dog, and she's got kids, and they were always talking. And they were talking one day, and she's like, yeah, I got my kid's a dog. And Lisa's all happy, and they're talking. I was like, I'm going to go down this aisle over here, and I'll be back. I come back around the aisle, and she goes, yeah, then the neighbor had a pit bull, and it dug under our fence, and it got out of control. So I just pull out my gun and shoot it, and I went, oh, I go, you know what, Lisa, I'm going to be in the frozen section. I'm out. Because I knew at that point all bets were off. Lisa was like, you did what? And I'm like, oh, this is going to end miserably, so I'm out. I saw her about 10 minutes later. I go, you okay? She's like, did you hear? I go, yeah. She goes, I like didn't want to make a scene, but I could. I go, yeah, I didn't know what to say to that. So I'll leave that one in your lap.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that feel that way, though. At a certain point, like even Lisa's mom, who's very, very pro animals too. That's where Lisa got it from. But they're very, when they have conversation, it's very weird sometimes to hear them be like, you know, at a certain point, if their health is failing and you think they're, you know, they're suffering in any way, shape, you just go put them down. I'm like, I just can't do that.
No, I'm not doing that. I mean, I think you're talking about putting them down, like shooting them.
No. Just take them to the vet and then have them put.
If I feel like they're suffering, I would.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is I have to be...
I mean, you would do it, but you wouldn't be the person to go take this, is what you're saying.
What
right,
are you Joel? Talking about?
Because Joel was saying I can't do that. I think you're talking about, like, you wouldn't be the person to actually take it to get put down, or you...
Really?
That's what he just said.
No, I didn't say that, but at the same time, but that's true. Like, so confused. Like I have to be in... If I'm getting... Like, when I put Bubba down, I had to be with him the entire way.
Yeah.
Because we started this journey together. I'm going to be there with you. Right. Going through, there are people that can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
They just drop the dog off or they wait in the waiting room while the vet tech or the vet does it. I can't do that. I couldn't.
No, I got to be there.
Yeah.
Let's lighten the mood a little bit.
Please.
The Astros, so you've got a nickname weekend coming up. Is it this weekend?
Players weekend?
Yeah.
It sounds soon. Like it's right around the corner, towards the end of this month.
Well, the Astros, Chandler Rome tweeted out all of the nicknames. Some of these I like. Some of them I'm not so sure about. Some of them make sense. Some of them are pretty lame.
Okay.
And some of them I have no idea what it is. So, Altuve's is Tuve. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Expected that.
Joe Biagini's is Jeffrey. Don't know why that is.
And I'm sure there's a weird story behind
it. Explanation, yeah.
Yordan Alvarez is Yordan.
Well, that's a good one.
Mm. Michael Brantley's is Champ.
How can it not be Uncle Mike?
Alex Bregman is Abreg. I don't know why. I'm sure that Uncle Mike was just something that they did on the broadcast.
Call him Uncle Mike.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Alex Bregman is Abreg. Robinson Chirinos, I don't know if I'm saying this right. Pelo Boucher?
You did what?
B-U-C-H-E?
Pelo Boucher. That's what it looks like.
I think Pelo is hair or head. I don't know.
I mean, he does have a full mop.
Garrett Coles is Chef G.
That's really?
So stupid. Chris Davinsky's is Devo. Aledmys Diaz is Papito.
Okay.
Not a fan.
Zach Greinke's? Greinke. Go figure. Greinke. Just last name. Yeah. He's not the only one to do that, though. Yuli Gurriel's La Pina.
That's obvious.
Yeah. Will Harris, Clutch Cam.
I'm sure Joel disagrees with that.
No idea.
That's a good point.
No idea what that means. Martin Maldonado is Martincito. Okay. Jake Marisnik, Big Fudge.
You've heard that story.
Yes, we know that story. He loves candy.
No.
Yeah.
That was their dog. Because he
was eating chocolate. Nope.
That was their dog. Big Fudge was him and Christian Yelich's dog, too.
That's because, well, I thought it was also because he ate a lot of chocolate when he was on the injured list, so they started calling him.
Yeah, there's two different stories, but yeah. The other one was that he and Yelich, when they were with the Marlins system, they even though they were in the minor leagues traveling all the time, they thought it'd be a good idea to get a dog, and they named the dog Big Fudge.
Okay. Lance McCullers is Perdomo.
Nope.
No idea. We have to put that through the Google Translator. Yeah. Colin McHugh is 12-6. I like that.
Curveball, yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't he Snapdragon, or was that Lance last year, McCullers? One of them was Snapdragon.
That's right. I think you're right. I don't remember which
one. Wade Miles is, Wade Miley is Miles. Okay. Jeez. Roberto Osuna is Osuna. You were going to make a, don't you?
I didn't know which way that was going.
Ike Turner. No, don't.
No, I didn't
do that.
Say that. No, nope, that was you, not me.
That's not appropriate, Joel. Brad Peacock is P. Just the letter P. Not P-E-E. Just the letter
should
P.
Should just be Big C.
Right. Ryan Pressly is Press.
Or Pimp C.
No.
No? Okay.
Josh Reddick is Mr. Irrelevant.
He's sticking to that. Have you saw that whole deal?
The way he's been hitting lately, he's living up to it.
Yeah, he's in the nine hole these days. But you saw he had the jersey on MLB Network and all that.
Hector Rondon is Rondy. R-O-N-D-Y.
How about Gandhi? I'd like that better.
Aaron Sanchez is Sanchez. That's not good.
No.
Joe Smith is Smitty. George Springer is Jorge. H-O-R-H-A-Y. Jorge. Garrett Stubbs is Stubbs. And Justin Verlander is JV. So you had three guys that just went with their last names. Stubbs, Osuna, and Greinke. And then you had Jordan who went with his first name. And everybody else had a little fun with it.
Weekend nicknames.
Nothing real creative.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few in there that I like. All right, some of them I don't understand.
I like Kyle Seager's last year when it was Corey's brother.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Clutch Cam, I really don't get for Will Harris.
I'm a Rockets fan.
I don't understand that, but I'm sure somebody will tell us and enlighten us and all that. So
that's a good point. Most people are going to have answers for us, whether we like it or not. But the suspects normally have some insight on this kind of stuff. But the uniforms, I hope they've changed them up that they look decent. So they always pick, this whole Players Weekend, I'd love for, the hat to be decent and the jersey. But they always pick, funky. They look like they should be working the drive-thru window at a fast food joint with some of the colors.
Now, somebody tweeted out what they think they should be.
Okay.
This is Surely Not Drew on Twitter. The Vocas are the ones that tagged us on it, but some of them are pretty funny. Like Will Harris's weekend nickname should be 2016 All-Star LOL. Colin McHugh's is WTF is he doing?
Wow.
Jake Marisnik's nickname was It Was an Accident.
I like that. That's fantastic.
Wade Miley's is Get the Next Guy Up There. Maldonado's is Not Chirinos. Roberto Osuna, no hits, I promise.
Ooh. Yikes.
Josh Reddick is Spider-Man. Hector Rondon's is Rondon't.
That's good.
Joe Smith, LaForce, be with me.
You know why? He's married to Allie LaForce,
sideline
reporter.
Yeah. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'll be damned. George Springer, Summer of George. Garrett Stubbs, not Maldonado or Chirinos.
He should
be. Justin Verlander's nickname should be still having sex with Kate Upton. That's pretty good.
You think Stubbs should be I can't hit either? Because all the catchers are in that boat.
Aledmys Diaz's nickname would be Marwin, but cheaper.
Love it.
Zach Greinke, Morton, but pricier. That's pretty good. Chris Davinsky, circle of death sometimes. those are good. Garrett Coles is Bauer sucks. I like that.
That's good.
Alex Bregman is Wheelbarrow. Uncle Mike for Mike Brantley, mm-hmm. or Michael Brantley. Joe Biagini is Therapy Puppies. That's pretty good.
There you have
Jordan's
it.
Is El Pelo Gigante.
Which is
I have no idea. I'll have to run that through Google.
Speaking of that, I will say this. Our man Dr. Dre on 290 might have gotten the score of the year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he did a little tour the last couple days of Corpus Christi for a Hooks game, and then he caught the Express, and he went into the souvenir shop, and I don't know if they didn't label it right or whatever, but he just came across kind of the old... Remember the old Rangers jerseys that were like Love You Blue, that just V-necks, and they had Rangers across the front?
I do.
So they had the Express had a jersey like that, and had 45 on it, and he liked it, and he bought it. And then he looked at the receipt after he bought it, and it said, game-worn Yordan Alvarez jersey. It was originally priced at a hundo. He got it for like $40 and change. Wow. I was like, if you get that bad boy signed and he does anything, you have just scored.
That's pretty badass.
That's a good find right
there. Good for
you, Dr.
Yeah,
so that was big time. So congrats to him on that. All right, we're going to stay on pace. Keep going through the first hour of the show. If there's something that you want to interject, 713-780-3776, HRP Listerline, call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more as we're just in hour number one. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through hour number one, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I want to remind you again that the Listener Appreciation Party is coming up this Thursday, August the 15th. It starts at 6:30 p.m., and you have a chance to win to join us. It is going to be a party. It was last year. It will be again this year. We will all be present and accounted for. It will be here at Gal Media. There will be Cobo Q's is going to be doing some Cobo's Barbecue, Big City Wings, Nick's Place, drinks provided by Coors Light. You guys get a tour of where we do everything that we do, from all of the radio to Sports Map, Culture Map, and otherwise. And so because we want those on the stream and on the app to have the same chance to win, we're going to do it again this way. We're going to do hour number two at 2:41. At 2:41 this afternoon, caller 27 gets two tickets to the Listener Appreciation Party. Not going to give you any more warning, not going to give you any hints. 2:41 today, caller 27, you get two tickets to the Listener Appreciation Party. Keep in mind, if you're going to win, you got to be 21 or older, and it is an invitation-only event, so if you don't win, you can't get in. So make sure that you keep your dial where it's at and keep your phone hot so that you can dial and get what you need to see us on the 15th.
Last year was a huge party.
That's right.
This year is going to be a massive party. I think it's not going to be as big, but that's intentional.
Yeah, they cut down on the numbers because it was kind of a madhouse. First of all, if you remember, we had like so many people on the – because it's the whole – we have the whole floor. And we had so many people both in our offices
badasses.
And out in the open area that the air conditioning just kind of teetered on, barely hanging on. And it was hot. And then everybody was – you know, it stayed late as they should, and we were all having a good time. And it was like the food was running out and – you know, everybody was just looking for Granado BYOB'd later in the evening, was walking with Coors Light under armpits and, you know, sharing with the crowd. Fred had bottles in his office. Everybody was using David Gow's office as a lounge. It got out of hand. So at least they're going to control the numbers a little bit, but it's going to be great to see everybody.
Yes, it is. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Just don't come up to me and tell me you stole one of my ideas and put it on a shirt. be a jerk like last year.
That'd be so
otherwise,
funny.
Otherwise, I mean, it it's going to be a lot of mad. Fun. Also, don't punch me in the balls like Joel was wanting everyone to do.
When did I say that?
When I told
Why
the stripper story.
Why is everybody getting so physical with you?
I don't know.
People like to punch you.
I don't know why.
You don't want him to hit the speed bag?
No, I really don't want that to happen.
See Barry mid-conversation. Guy goes, what?
I could see on the 16th, the headline in the Chronicle, radio host punches listener at appreciation party. Like, why? Don't be physical. I don't want to do that. That's not nice. It'll make me bust out my Muay Thai skills. Although I haven't used them in a while. A couple of texts where somebody was saying, one, USA Mike wanted us to do songs for Way Back Wednesday from the year Grinky was born and the year he got married. Why the hell would we do the year he got married, Mike?
Years was born is 83 because that was the same year I was born.
Yeah. Oh, really? You and Zach Grinky are the same age? What have you done with your life, bro?
I know.
Well, they're both quirky.
They both have social disorders.
Yeah, they're both quirky. Yeah. And they'll both tell you exactly what they're feeling
Both mean.
You can throw it that way if you want. I just said they don't candy coat.
I'm really a nice guy.
No, you're not.
I don't know who thinks that.
You have a bunch of the listeners fooled.
That I'm a nice guy?
Yeah.
How? Other than your mom, your brother and sister, and Chiquita. I don't know
Are you
many.
Not seeing the Twitter beefs I'm getting into on Twitter? Not all the listeners think I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, but you're picking on some people.
You're basically sticking up for yourself so people get on your side for that.
Yeah. That's what you're doing. Sympathy.
They hear you talk to us, and that's when they think you're an
a-hole. Let's bring back the Twitter poll for Way Back Wednesday. Why don't we do that?
Somebody suggested songs from bands with a Zach or Zach, Z-A-C-K or Z-A-C-H.
I would do that. It's creative if there were a lot of artists.
But it's pretty much going to be 24 Zach Brown bands.
Yeah.
Prior to 2009. I can't think of anybody else that has Zach in the name. Can you?
I really
can't.
Not
an artist.
Did Zach Galifianakis release an album?
No, he and Jack Black were in the process and it got cut short. Yeah.
Songs or artists with the letter Z in them. Then we could do Z and G for Zach Grinky. We could do that, maybe. And then they said, somebody suggested that instead of Keichel's Corner, they call it the Grinky G Spot. The G Spot. I like that.
I bet you do.
For the Grinky area.
Yeah.
Okay. No?
No.
Best show in town. Been a fan since day one. And also, I like how Joel has transitioned into an angry Jim Adler bad lawyer. LOL. I don't even know why that's what that is. I don't think you hadn't been angry all day. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, no. I mean,
I like the suggestion for Way Back Wednesday of Arizona, Chicago, and Toronto. Mm-hmm. We'll ignore the
province and states.
Yeah, we'll ignore all that. So we'll do. Do you want to do with the Phoenix, Tucson area,
or Phoenix, Scottsdale?
Well, it's all the same, really. It's like saying Katy and Sugar Land and Houston, right?
Right.
And so we'll do the Phoenix area, mm-hmm. Chicago area, mm-hmm. and the Toronto area.
Different accent, but close. Okay.
I'm not good at accents, Joel.
Okay.
It's not my specialty. Making fun of Nick is my specialty.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. You didn't come up with that, by the way, Nick.
What?
We started with the listener suggestion, and then I developed it. Barry did the geography, and basically we were done.
Somebody wants to know what our nicknames. That's true. You didn't come up with a nick, so
None.
Shut up.
Yeah, zero.
Somebody wants to know what our nicknames would be on our jerseys for nickname for weekends.
I know what mine would be. TX Hammer.
The Texas Hammer?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Big, big hammer.
Where did you get that?
That's his latest commercial, man.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like there's like this 18-wheeler coming at him, which appears to be at 100 miles an hour. He's standing right there, and then it just stops, and he looks at it, and then he turns to the camera and laughs.
Why are you making with the glasses?
The truck came at me and I was going to stop it. And then it hammered me and I couldn't walk for a week. Now my glasses are off and I can't see.
Is that really his laugh from the commercial?
Yeah.
Do it again.
I thought so.
I stood in the middle of the road with a sledgehammer, and I was going to stop until it ran my ass over.
Big, big hammer.
That hurt. My son's going to take over.
Joe, you got a big, big hammer?
He's the pliers.
The pliers?
The Texas pliers! Because he grabs you by the grapes and twists till you lose.
The Texas screwdriver.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm screwing them!
I can't do it. I'm not even going to try. I'm running it. It's awful. I'm not even going to. I'm just getting out of the way. Yeah. Can you play the whole? Is it worth it? Because doesn't it go into Spanish, too?
Someone said the other day.
Let me find it, though.
Someone said the other day, and we had the Spanish
commercial. Oh, we got to get the one with Spanish as well. That's pretty good.
Mamacita, have you been hurt in accidente? I'm going to hammer him.
You are a fool for that. Oh, my God, you are a fool for that. All right, we got to come up with nicknames for Nickname Weekend. We got to do that. So are we picking, like,
Nick's,
do I get
the
to
unicorn,
pick Nick's?
Right?
Oh, see?
Well, they've been calling him that.
I expected that.
Yeah,
at this point, I expected that.
Now, what are you going to retaliate with, Nick?
Because
I would love to instigate this.
I could go with something like a low blow, but I don't want to do
like
that.
Like what?
I don't want to.
Don't talk about his chins.
That's
I got enough of them. You can. It's fun.
I see. I didn't even mention them.
Done. Yeah, you did.
I don't recall. I said don't talk about them. I didn't say...
Where are you going to go?
Huh?
Where are you going to be?
Genius. This is just my, the back of my mind just says genius.
I disagree with that. I'll be the unicorn.
Skinny genius.
Skinny genius. There you go.
The unicorn, two
forever
chins.
Forever 21.
And forever 20 dumb.
Ooh, yeah, that's forever pretty 20 good dumb. Instead of two I chains, like two chins. That's
I don't me. Like the unicorn. I just wanted to say the horn.
The horn? Yeah.
Yeah, the horn. Two chins instead of two chains. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, and then forever 20 dumb. That's perfect. We have them.
There you have it.
I'm going to have that put on my usual suspect shirt.
No, don't do that.
No.
I don't want to take a Sharpie and do it.
You don't want to have to put the horn on your shirt?
By the way, did you remove the horn from the graphic?
I did. You're welcome.
Did you really?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Just making sure.
I did.
Knowing you, you probably would have made a bit.
I thought about that, too. Like, you could have gone the other way.
I had to Photoshop it out. It took a while.
No, you did not.
It took forever.
You had to Photoshop my horn output line.
You know what? It was harder to get rid of your horn than Joel's chin. It took longer to Photoshop out your horn than it did to slim up his neck. It did.
That's messed up. Messed up.
And notice neither one of us have said anything to him. That's fine.
I didn't have to touch mine at all.
Yours was just perfect?
Perfect.
Yeah. God,
please don't let that hairline get out of place. That would be two reprints. Got to go that again.
Oh, that's good times.
All right, our number one's in the books. 2 hours still to go of the show. Lots more to get to, including day two of Texans-Packers practice. We've already touched on some Astros. And if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, join us. 713-780-3776. That's the HRP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. We'll start the second hour in just mere minutes right here on ESPN 97.5. To God's justice, Father, we live a
lie, live a lie, live a lie. ESPN 97.5.